going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
NFL Draft Day 3. We are approaching Round 5. Pick 122. It's in Carolina Panthers. Tampa Bay just got an edge rusher. It was David Walker of Central Arkansas.
None of one of those colored field teams.
That's right.
They are purple and gray.
With the field.
So Carolina's up at 122 here. 123 is the Pittsburgh pick after it. When is Shadur going? Is he going to go at all?
No.
Pittsburgh going to be up here in a second. Does Pittsburgh try to again?
Honestly, I'm just at the point of, no, they're just not. He's not getting taken.
Listen, the CFL has come a long way.
There we go. Spring football leagues.
He might be in the spring football league at this point.
Yeah, this is it's getting not weird anymore. It's more or less like I think teams have sent the message already. I don't think he's going in this round at the least. I'll tell you that.
It's too much for a guy we perceive to be a backup quarterback. I mean, I don't even perceive
him to be a backup quarterback.
No, but I think that's ultimately the message is that they think he's a back. I mean, ultimately, when you get past the second round, you're starting to look more and more like
especially a quarterback.
Yep.
And I think these teams are like, and it's too much. It's simply too much.
A lot of Ohio State guys, man. A lot of them.
Never a bad idea.
It's a national champion. That's what happens. Georgia had this happen.
And outside of a really disastrous game against Michigan, they killed everybody, including Oregon when they played them a second time in the college football playoff. That was not even a contest. They ran through them. I do want to make one point here real quick because we've drafted a lot of defense for the Bills.
Only defense.
Only defense. Yeah. But particularly on the defensive line, and I know a lot of people want a receiver. I'm one of them. I want Jalen Royals. I do think, though, they are really trying their hardest to replicate the Eagles. I think they've tried that for years, building that rotation. But on building that rotation, I think that's how you win on the defensive line. It is not having the one or two guys that stay on the field 85, 90% of the time with snaps. When you look at the Eagles, they had one guy that was doing that. It was Jalen Carter. The rest of their defensive line, or at least a majority of it, in Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, and Nolan Smith, all of them were under 60% of defensive snaps. I think the Bills are positioning to that of, we took a guy in the fourth round. If he plays 35% of our snaps, great. But if it helps Ed Oliver get home when he's on the field with him, it's worth it. Or, really, if these guys are playing a total of like 35% of the snaps going into the fourth quarter and an opposing team's offensive line has been out there the entire game, who has the advantage there? It's the defensive line every day.
Every day.
They want to be able to close out these games. They want to be able to not give up 30 points to a bad offense in the AFC Championship game.
That's the thing I think it is that they were the only team to give up more than 30 to Kansas City. And at some point, you got to say enough's enough. And that's why it's been 4-for-4 on defense. And furthermore, to the point, this is something that I really would suspect at this point, because we talked about it now a couple times off air, but we've never had a chance to say it on air after Deion Walker was selected. This might also be a message of Larry Ogunjobi might not be a Bill to start the year. I would not be very surprised at that, because Brandon Bean said publicly if they knew about the suspension, they would have never touched Ogunjobi in the first place. So that kind of tells me already that they were low on him, and that maybe he was just another rotational guy. And again, you took two D tackles in a deep D tackle class. These guys could be immediate contributors. I wouldn't be surprised if Ogunjobi serves his suspension, not on the Bills roster.
Yeah, not on the Bills roster. And that's ultimately the thing, is maybe none of us really were digging too much into Bean's comments, where ultimately it was like, ooh, they don't really value him then as a piece of this team this year, because they wouldn't even have signed him if he wasn't
And Jack Sawyer off
suspended
the board
last
here.
Minute.
Sawyer, so off, Sawyer the board, finally off the board.
Well, I don't know about finally. I think this is probably right for him. He's got a high floor, quote unquote, high floor, not much of a ceiling.
That has been the theme of this draft. High floor players have fallen.
Super fits the Steelers, though. Hell, oh my goodness, this fits the Steelers.
Hell, look at Shador. That's a floor player.
So maybe he goes soon. His biggest problem, though, is
Shador Sanders is Shador Sanders' problem.
Yeah.
On the whole, though, high floor players have fallen in this draft. Xavier Watts is one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Because it's what are the potential we're getting. You brought it up with Watts, too, yesterday, where it was like, he's probably going to be a starting safety for you, but is he going to be good enough to give a second contract? He may not have the potential necessarily to be.
Considering that Atlanta takes Watts, and then they take Bowman.
Took another safety. Took another one.
This draft has been, we don't give a...
You know what?
about your floor at this point. Can you do something for us? Can there be a magical moment that we can create with this player's potential?
And that's the entire Bills draft of, you have an elite trait, you have an elite trait, you have an elite trait, you have an elite trait.
You are.
And we trust our coaching to get the most out of it so that elite trait can blossom. Are all these guys going to hit? Almost definitely not. But if two of them hit, if one of them is a home run.
If one of them's a home run, because that's what they've got with all four of these players, is home run potential on each of them.
Now, I think the issue, though, with the Bills drafting over the last few years, it's been a lot of singles. I can't even say it's been extra base hits. It's been
triples.
A lot of singles.
I need triples.
I need doubles. I need guys that you can argue might be triples and dingers. Yeah, I need guys that you can argue are going to be Pro Bowlers every year, especially if they just get a few more sacks or an interception here or there because a guy forced a ball, you know, whatever. They just don't have that right now, but they may if these guys are more complementary pieces. I've mentioned that with Ed Oliver and Christian Benford both being, I think, the two guys that you could argue might be elite players. Again, 2 years ago, Ed Oliver had 9.5 sacks from the defensive tackle position. If he's on the field with a 6'7", 330 DT in Deion Walker, or he's on the field with TJ Sanders most of the time, you might see that season again. Plus, with Sanders, the more refined pass rushing ability, as Nate brought up a lot yesterday, one of the last guys at the defensive tackle spot to have that. Again, this is what they're going to want to come in waves. This is where, too, I think they're going to blitz this division with offensive lines, either young to not great quarterback play. I think this defense should be able to really take care of the AFC East.
More defense from the Pittsburgh Steelers with that Jack Sawyer pick at number 123 in the fourth round. Derek Harmon earlier in the draft as well. So retooling that defensive line. Alex Highsmith, a great player for them. Obviously, they still have TJ Watt and generally unsurprising to see the Pittsburgh Steelers addressing defense, which is kind of what they always do. We now have a new pick in the Green Bay Packers, the host city at 124, their selection in here. And then we've got the Chargers and then the Browns coming up here as we approach the end. The last pick in this round will be 138, so we're about 13 picks away from that happening.
By the way, I do love, though,
Rodgers making the pick. He didn't leave.
Baron Sorrell.
White jeans Roger?
Still there. Way to go, Roger. It's a beautiful day, it looks like, in Green Bay, by the way. Yesterday was a little rainy. Today looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it does look pretty nice out there.
Looks real nice. Nice Saturday afternoon. Go there. Are the Bucks playing today? Do you go here for this and then, go to one of your local drinking holes, go watch the Bucks lose to the Pacers?
I remember hearing Bulldog on this off air with you.
They don't play. They played yesterday.
Would you stand outside for the NFL draft?
Not a shot.
Oh, wow. This guy was in the green room, huh?
Wait, what?
I mean, Jalen Milroe was there, too, and that felt
rude. It's the fourth round.
This is the fourth round.
Didn't they invite more players than they ever have this year?
So, and I think only a handful of them even said they were going to go. Yeah, so I think it did get to a point of like
maybe
so.
They invited players
that
were going to go.
And you're like a guy who's in the fourth or fifth round. I'd probably go. That seems fun.
Like, why not? I will say as a fan though, and I want Buffalo to have a draft. Do not get me wrong. Me personally,
would you stand outside?
Not a shot.
I'd go for a draft.
I'd go for the first round. I'd go for the first round, and I'd mainly do it like working. I'd love to see it. I'd the whole thing, be there with the crowd.
But you'd
Saturday,
have a seat.
Not a shot, baby. Yeah, I'd have a
if
seat
you're working,
in the back
you have a
corner.
Seat.
Yeah, and I'm off in the veranda or something like that. I'm not in the middle of it. I'm not doing that. Because this looks to me hell on earth. It's loud. I'm gonna get a headache super fast. There's absolutely going to be an inebriated fan right next to me. That's just my luck. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah, I find it interesting because like I looked at that massive shot overhead, and I'm like, would you stand there? And I go back to something that Bulldog was joking about on Friday. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm with him on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to bring it up.
I've also said, though, like I'm not a big live music fan. Which I know for like especially working here, TJ. I know you're a big live music guy.
TJ is
Bulldog
a big music
is.
Fan. Yep.
I get such blistering headaches that I'm like I can't. I don't enjoy it. So like going to a draft. I love the draft.
Oh, this isn't.
But
even
I'll
like
be like, this is the worst.
This isn't even live music. Like that's music being pumped into speakers.
Yeah, and I'm like
while things are
I'm
going
done.
On the in between.
I'm done. Like I can't. And it's and don't.
There's
give
not
me
enough
a
room for like a lawn chair either. Like
yeah, you don't give me a seat. I'm 48. Like I can't do this.
This is gonna age me quite a bit. But like. My biggest recommendation for that, because that started happening to me too, but
mm-hmm.
earplugs are such a game changer.
I like that more people though like are coming to that where it's like you're not a loser for doing it. It's like no, you're good. Like do it.
Especially for the type of music that you like too.
Yeah, my girlfriend's done it too. Like she's like no, it overwhelms me. Boom, I'm like oh man, I should do that.
Loudspeakers are loud, and sometimes you don't get to dictate where you're standing in relation to the speakers.
And yeah, there's just like, I mean, this is like double the entire population of Green Bay here over the weekend. Like this is too much.
I will
and,
say
and
that
you
it
know
is
where
cool,
the stadium
though, that...
is too. There are so many residents that are furious about this. They are
oh my
not
God,
having fun.
Yeah.
Knowing where that stadium is comparison
oh, yeah.
to the, oh man.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Like at least if they do it in Buffalo, there's so much empty space around
right,
the stadium
right.
where you're not really going to tick too many people off.
But
right.
that said, there will be some neighbors upset
having
yeah.
to pay for parking anyway. So.
There will be some neighbors though that would be upsetty spaghetti.
That's why I do think Green Bay is the perfect one where we know the Bills have sent people to kind of go check this out, see how they do it. But yeah, specifically for Green Bay, because TJ, you're right. Like Buffalo, at least is going to have that massive parking lot open up with the new stadium.
Correct.
Green Bay, they're like, no. Jim and Barbara are like 30 feet away, like, and they are
Jim
not happy.
Barbara.
They are not happy.
And they are part owners too.
And they are
so.
Part owners and have been for 30 years. And they are furious. With that being said, it looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful. It seems like an awesome sight. I just wonder, like, even if, like, you go to another city to do it, just to stand there, like, my back is already complaining,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not standing out there.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I'm not built the right way there. That's probably what I would say.
How much longer do we got till the next Bills pick?
A
Brandon,
lot.
Trade up. Come on.
It's pick 170. That's their next selection. By the way, we did not go over that. We teased that we would of when the Bills would be selecting. So we've got the breakdown for you right now. After the trade with the Bears to move up to 109, the Bills selections, there are five of them left. I doubt that they use all five. They have 170 and 177 in the fifth round. We are currently at pick 125, just for your reference right there.
We have so much longer to go.
We have a long way to go right now. But that's why we're talking about standing around at the draft.
One thing I do want to talk to Sal Capaccio about, too, when we eventually hear from him after this Deion Walker pick, and Walker was talking about it there on his Zoom meeting with the media, his back injury.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty open about it, about how
it messed up his 40, working out.
And he had, you know, there were days it was tough to get up and the rehab with that. I'm interested to hear about that because that may also be something of like I've mentioned, like he's kind of a slower player, his pad height, the whole thing. It might
maybe
be the back injury. And
him.
If they can get that right, maybe there really is a gem
of a player
there that just, I mean, I think we all joke about it, but back injuries can be debilitating. They really can.
So just to go back to it here, the Bills picking at 170, we're at 125. They then will immediately follow that with 173 in the fifth round to help close out round
five.
That
is the positivity. Is that
and then they start round six with 177. So they have three picks in eight selections from 170 to 177. I'd imagine they're going to get rid of one of those to move up somewhere.
Mm.
One, if not two. Because that's just too frequent of a range there, I think, for the Bills. At the end of the fifth round, start of the sixth round. They then also have 206 in round six. And then, of course,
the dreaded 240.
Our best friend picked 240 in the seventh round, which, if everything is correct about this, yeah, that's like 17 picks away from the end of the draft.
I want someone in the media to call Bean out for his
evil laugh yesterday.
Yeah, how he conducted himself yesterday. I got my seventh round pick and maniacally laughs. Like a supervillain. Superman
know
is coming out later this summer.
I know it's
That's
not.
Lex Luthor right there.
I
baby.
Know it's not personal.
It's absurd.
But that laugh felt personal.
Yeah.
Like I felt attacked.
How he conducted himself yesterday. Lying to the media about Dwayne Carter being a one tech and immediately going to draft Deion Walker.
Going
and
up then, to draft Deion
and
Walker.
And then laughing about the seventh round pick. I want to have words with Bean.
Yeah. Jalen Royal's still available. It's crazy to me.
It's that foot injury, man. I have mentioned it a lot. It seemed like it was going to be fine, better, what have you. He was just dealing with it during the process.
We saw a top 10 candidate in Will Johnson fall out of the second round.
Dame Brugler, I want to make sure I get the number right, but he has him as his 63rd overall player.
Wide receiver 7.
And he continues to fall. It did affect him. And I've mentioned it. If it weren't for the foot issue, I think he's going in the second round. You can't deny 6 foot, 4.3 speed with 1,400 yards and 90 catches with bad QB play. I mean, a Utah State team that won four games. That foot injury's got to be something. It really has to. Because there are guys that I truly believe do one thing well. Deonte Thornton getting taken well before him.
Josh Farmer still available. I wonder if this is his spot here at maybe. 125 with the Chargers. They lost the both starting defensive tackles.
Okay. Kyle Kinnard, edge rusher out of South Carolina.
Yep.
I loved that South Carolina defensive line. Like that was something too. TJ Sanders ultimately gets taken by the Bills. There was a game early with South Carolina. I think it was the LSU game. They were everywhere. That defensive line was so, so good in that game. I think I even left that game going, just give me one of those guys. And months ago, so I forgot about it. I just remembered it today. But, I mean, they were just everywhere. Kinnard, Sanders, the great group for South Carolina.
Don't they have, like, a freshman, too, that's an absolute freak on that defensive
line?
Yeah,
they do. I can't remember his name. They've got a few of those guys, too, like Nick Harbor, the wide receiver, who can't play wide receiver, but he's a freak athlete. Like that, like, and Nick Emmanuel this year.
Yeah.
Another
They had
absurd
some real,
athlete.
Just absolute freaks at just athletic freaks.
And they're just like, we're going to mold them until like their senior year. They're going to pop off and then we'll get them off, you know, into the draft. And it's what they're doing here. I mean, they get Kinnard from Florida or from Georgia Tech. I think he's only played the 1 year there.
Yeah.
And him and Sanders were hellraisers.
And Kinnard, I had round three on him. So this is a little bit of good value there for the Chargers as well.
I think Kyle Kinnard also on this top 100 for Dane Brugler. Want to make sure I'm right on that. No, he's not.
No. Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee. So Cleveland takes two running backs.
Nick Chubb, it's been a pleasure.
And Travion, right?
Travion. No, they had Judkins.
Yes, Judkins.
The other Ohio State running back. Also, another
Andrew
pass
Barry, what are you doing?
I do also have one other player that I know the Bills had a visit with. I can't imagine they draft another defensive line guy. But Braden Swinson out of LSU. I know there were some character concerns with him. I guess he butted heads with a lot of coaches during his pre-draft meetings.
Yep. That's not good.
But so you wonder. I mean, the Bills had a private meeting with him. Maybe they're one of those teams. But he's absolutely talented enough to have been taken before round five. He could have easily been taken round three, and teams would have been happy with that.
What are the Browns doing?
They're adding speed to more of a power runner in Judkins.
Yeah.
He's 4-4 guy.
I think realistically, it's the signal, Nick Chubb.
I know Nick Chubb's done, but like,
they don't really have a quarterback, so they're going to try to load up that running back room and kind of work it from there. They're going to see how it goes. I can understand it, especially, you know, we're mentioning, what is Joe Flacco going to play quarterback for them? Is it going to be Kenny Pickett? You may want to set it up a little bit.
They probably do need to run the football,
A little bit like the Lions did with Montgomery and Gibbs. Judkins and Sampson have that 1-2 punch. With Kevin Stefanski, a coach, it's not the worst idea without a quarterback.
Jalen Travis.
I guess. I just either I don't know. I'm kind of mystified by the Browns. Also because I think they also still should have taken Travis Hunter anyway for themselves.
Man, look at all the picks they've made too. Mason Graham, Carson
Schweschinger,
Judkins, Fanning Jr., the 20-year-old tight end out of Bowling Green.
Then they take Dylan Gabriel though.
Gabriel to me is the one mystifying pick. That's the one.
That's a wild pick.
Because like McCord is there, who I think is a better quarterback. Jalen Lane, wide receiver out of Virginia Tech, going to Washington. There's another receiver over Royals.
Just to continue on the Dylan Gabriel pick. Radio's Joe Callie would tell us that Will Howard.
Will Howard, baby. Yeah. He didn't get taken. He has not been taken yet. Don't get that excited. Sorry.
So I'm just bringing up another name there. But I don't
Quinn
know.
Quinn Ewers is on the board. I'm kidding.
That's a better pick than Gabriel.
I would disagree.
No, I'm going to tell you that's your hate side of Ewers.
I would say they're about the same.
That's your toxicity side of Quinn Ewers there? No, he's a better prospect than Dylan Gabriel, all 5'11 of them.
All right, boys, let's take a timeout on the other side. If you want to get your phone calls in, do so. 803-0550, the number to call. Our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft Day 3 continues on.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Next, we approach the end of round 4 We are a little more than, we're about 9 picks away from the end of the fourth round. We'll get you more and get you updated on anything you miss at on the other side. You're listening to our coverage here on WGR, the 2025 NFL Draft. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Round four continues on. A couple of picks while we were on break. Right before break at pick 128, the Commanders taking Jalen Lane, the wide receiver from Virginia Tech. 129, the Baltimore Ravens just a few moments ago. Teddy Buchanan, the linebacker out of Cal. And then just now, the New York Jets taking Alabama safety Malachi Moore at pick 130.
That is a ridiculous way to spell Teddy, right?
Yes.
Like a Y-E at the end?
Yes.
That's a bit of a red flag for me.
And
like, I want him on my board, but I can't.
For those sticking around waiting for the Bills to pick, they've got two picks coming up here in the fifth round at pick 170 and then again at 173, or in that round, it's 34 and 37. I don't know about you, but I would be expecting a potential move up from those picks, but we'll see. You got to have people that are willing to do it at this point in the draft.
Yep.
Move ups, unless you're giving insane value. I think for the most part, teams are going to be staying put.
I think teams are going to be staying put. I was hoping that they could maybe trade back into the fourth just because you saw how cheap it was to trade with Chicago. It was literally swap fourths and here's a fifth. They've got a lot of picks, but also this could be to kind of what Sal's point is, which is they're going to bring 90 guys to camp. Maybe they do just draft a lot of these guys, bring them to camp, we'll see what happens because no one's willing to trade so we can get more draft capital next year or what have you, or even just trade up to have less capital this year to make more of these picks. It's just going to be weird for them to make three selections in the fifth round, kind of almost back-to-back. It's going to be a little weird for that to happen. They do still have that ridiculous seventh round pick that they had to get yesterday. We'll see. There's still some guys that we know that
Brandon Bean laughed maniacally about.
He's a supervillain. Come on. How he conducted himself yesterday must be questioned, but neither here nor there. It's just there are still some names on the board that many of us know, but I think now they're at positions that maybe the Bills won't go for. Joshua Farmer's one of them, Nate, that we've brought up quite a bit here as maybe could have been a guy in the third round. I think most Bills fans would have been happy to get him. I've brought up Jalen Royals a lot. I think his foot issue might be legitimately something there. It's just, I mean, we still haven't had a run at quarterbacks yet either. Have we had a quarterback taken today yet? I don't believe so.
No, we have not had a quarterback taken today.
So even that run could happen where, all of a sudden, Kyle McCord goes off the board, Quinn Ewers goes off the board, Shedeur Sanders maybe, and we still haven't had that, so we're waiting. But Quincy Riley, the cornerback out of Louisville, goes off the board here to the Saints at 131. He was actually on Dan Brugler's top 100 prospects, number 95, cornerback 11 for him, but that is a lot of CBs to have on your top 100 list. So maybe potentially good value here for the Saints.
Yeah, so the Saints get in corner, and Chicago's now on the clock.
Let's do it again. Come
one,
on, guys.
Two, three, four, five,
Let's
six.
Let's do it again. Trade up.
Let's do it again.
Seven picks here remaining in round four
before
we kick it over to round five.
Get on the phone, Ryan. You don't want to take this pick.
Get on the phone. You don't want to take
Come
this
on.
Pick. I love it. I do love that it's the same team that they've traded up with. So it's kind of impressive.
And they've repeated swap the picks.
Like, the fact that 109 was the Bills pick entering the draft, and they went, no, we're going to actually pick here.
Yeah, like, never mind, actually. We like that pick. We like the aesthetic of it.
Makes the trade-up even better.
A little bit, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That 100% does. I'm here for the little things on day three, Derek.
No, like,
and actually, that's one of those little things that is going to get me there.
No, that's actually kind of a big deal now.
Like, I love
that, like, if you think that they paid too steep a price, guess what? They
kind of
undid it.
Yeah, it kind of didn't matter.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you're actually kind of feeling great after that now.
Love it. Love it.
Because if I have to rationalize it as you moved up in the second round, vaulted up to the start of the second round, all you did was you moved down slightly because the other pick that you gave up, you just used two fifths to go and get it anyway.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Are we not talking about enough for the Bills, by the way, and their fascination with Kentucky football?
Ray Davis might be the shadow GM.
Ray Davis, Max Harrison, Deion Walker.
I'm okay with it. Kentucky's got a solid program now.
It's solid. Yeah, it's not Vanderbilt. It's a solid SEC program.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm just a little thrown. Solid. I'm a little thrown that if
it's
all
not
the
Kentucky
football
of the past.
Yes, but of all the football programs they could develop an infatuation with, I'm surprised a perennial contender chose Kentucky. Just a little surprised. Not saying it's bad. It could work out. Ray Davis was a really nice player for them last year. I like Max Harrison. Deion Walker could be fun. Again, just surprised it's Kentucky. Because when the Eagles did it with Georgia, it really worked out. So we'll see. Chicago, what's their selection? Come on. They take forever with this. Linebacker out of Maryland.
Hypolite.
All right. That'll work.
Reuben Hypolite the second, linebacker.
Love a good Reuben sandwich.
We're in day three.
Who doesn't love a good Reuben?
Right.
We're in day
Idiots.
Three. I got to remember. We're in day three. The sanity is crippling. It's crumbling now.
I'd say that on day one with a name like Reuben. He can go number one overall, but always loved a good Reuben sandwich. Now I want one. And we just ordered lunch. I can't take that back. Well, all right.
Well, yeah, that's a little too late.
That's tough.
Yeah, this is but I've got to remember. Yep, we are going to be losing our sanity more and more, though. Like, it's going to happen. We're going to keep doing things that are going to be, like,
speak for yourself.
Increasingly.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine.
You great. Get to leave earlier than
it's a good
do.
Point. It's a good
so
point.
So you have something.
I don't even have this guy on my list.
Hippolyte?
Yeah.
I feel like we would have recognized that last name just by looking at it going, oh, okay. But nothing.
It was a linebacker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked at linebackers and edge players. Nothing.
Good for you, Chicago, I guess.
Bills really should have traded into that pick, huh?
Louisville, also good uniforms. Just saw their alternate Rhodes, black helmet, black pants, white jersey.
What college doesn't have
that
good
is
uniforms?
Good. Oh, man, we... How long do you got?
So Kansas City's now on the
Day
clock.
Day three, baby.
Pick number 133. As we continue along here.
We have 40 picks till the Bills select again.
USC yeah. Super Bowl.
So, I'll give you that, but I think it's also classic.
Michigan State, when they threw out the brown uniforms there, the alternates from a few years ago,
that's
gross.
Bad.
Their shoulder pad template as well, bad.
I don't
Wait,
know
did
if
you
I was...
just Did you just bag on the USC jerseys?
Yep, I think it's super boring.
I think classic is fine.
It can be fine. That's the thing. It's fine. It's fine. It's historic. I'm never going to take that away. It's boring. It's boring.
I'm gonna push back slightly on that one. I'm with TJ.
UCLA is the way better LA school in terms of uniforms.
I mean, yeah, that I agree.
Yes. Way better school.
You're right, but also still wrong on your original
you're
point.
You're just wrong about the other thing.
Yeah, it's okay. No. It's okay to be right and then still wrong.
Another California school with bad uniforms, Cal. Just do nothing for me.
I feel like they should use yellow helmets.
They should. Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
I love this for you. TJ demonstrating
look me in the eye.
Administrative power, turns his mic off. I'm looking at the light and I see it. It's perfect. You just tried to keep talking.
Incredible.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that was
I was
good.
Wondering if you turned me down, though. It wouldn't matter if I turned it back on.
The fader? I'm not. It wasn't that bad of a take.
Not
it
a total
was just
monster.
Like,
it's not great. Josh Farmer's still available at Florida State. I'm interested to see where he'll finally end up.
Torrey Horton, too, out of Colorado State. Somebody I am curious about.
Hey, I mean,
although this probably actually fits more where he should be taken. Is the late fourth, early fifth. I'm still surprised Deonte Thornton went where he went to the Raiders. I mean, not really. It's you know, in memory of Hal Davis kind of pick, but
yes.
Just where he went, I was a little surprised. He really does one thing well. Big guy, very fast, but he does one thing well.
What is going on in Green Bay?
A lot of kids jumping up and down, screaming.
There's some sort of like something is on the stage.
It's probably the cha-cha slide.
Could be.
The Cupid shuffle.
You don't have room to do it unless everyone in the crowd is.
Slide to the left.
You don't have a choice. You can't move to the left.
No.
You could
you
take
don't,
it back now, y'all.
You don't have room to crisscross.
You certainly have room to hop.
Certainly have room to hop.
which is what they looked like they were doing.
You could left foot stomp, but like that's the best you're getting.
Another bad college uniform, Virginia. Dark blue and not enough orange. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
All right, well, apparently the Chiefs are picking, which is a big deal. Good for you, I guess. Can we just like skip?
I haven't paid attention really to much in the draft outside of Josh Simmons.
Defensive line.
It's been a lot of defense. Yeah.
Defense since, but like two defensive line picks in a corner.
I feel like they also haven't done anything. Like I feel like they've been just staying at their picks. They take them at the end of the rounds. Oh no! Come on, man!
As if they were standing behind you with the dagger all along. Jalen Royals now goes to the Chiefs. And I'm going to allow myself an opportunity to say, who cares?
Oh, but I like the player.
I know you like the player. That's why it's funny.
This will end up being like Justin Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Remember how great he was going to be? And then.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And so that's why I've been mentioning, never I think probably for the last down. Hour, is mentioning, like, I'm worried about Royals. I wonder what's going on. Him being taken at the end of the fourth, almost the fifth. I mean, kind of paints a picture here. They are going to need wide receiver help, I would imagine.
He could end up being like a Khalil Shakir, I think. Like, wow, so, how'd this guy get here in the fourth, fifth round? You know what I mean?
Here's your downside. Chiefs drafted the wide receiver, and they have a terrible track record with that.
With what?
Wide receivers.
Of drafting them?
Yes.
I mean, they drafted Rashee Rice, and he's pretty darn good.
Well, we'll see if he stays good, but also he's going to get suspended.
Maybe.
Maybe? I feel like he is.
NFL always waits a year.
Yeah. Yeah, Von Miller got a suspension on something that happened the year prior.
Man, I wanted Royals so bad. Oh, this kills me. This hurts. Any other team could have taken him, and I would be like, oh, man, good for him. This is exciting.
As if they were just standing right behind you with the dagger all along.
As I also mentioned, I really haven't been paying attention to their draft. Like, they kind of like, just sat there, and then they're like, you should be paying attention.
And now, here's the shank. Now you do.
Oh, man, that one hurts. All right, Torrey Horton, let's go. You're up.
Yeah.
So Denver is up at pick 134. It's 143 over here time-wise. So we are going to take a timeout and get back to you on the other side as we close out round four. Well, it looks like we got the pick in here, so we'll play this pick live. Well, we'll announce this pick live here for the Broncos at number 134 and then kick it over. And then we're just kind of in compensatory pick range here for the Raiders, Ravens, Seahawks, and 49ers in the fourth round. It looks like they're going to commercial break anyway, so we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft right here on WGR.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back. Hour three, basically in the books.
Look at us.
Running right through this afternoon.
Who would have thought?
Finishing up round four. We are three picks away from that. The Tennessee Titans are on the clock. Their pick is in.
And the Titans are going to pick a player that...
Running back. There's still some good value at running back on the board left. Some guards left.
Maybe.
Don Aponte I'm going to assume that's how you pronounce her name, is up on the air.
Ayo Manor, the wide receiver out of Stanford.
I think that's going to be about it in terms of draftable wide receivers that are going to make an impact for me.
It's okay. Like, we were already four rounds in and they hadn't taken a wide receiver. The minute that they trade up and they don't take one is kind of where I surrendered it.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm crying in my car after this.
It's okay. We can give it up.
It's unbelievable.
It's fine.
I love what they did on defense. I wanted one guy.
Josh Allen is just going to keep throwing to your hopes and dreams, okay?
I just wanted one guy. Because
that's what's on the roster.
Torrey Horton still available?
Torrey Horton, he's the last one.
Stop saying names because they're going to be taken.
What about Nick Nash, the 36-year-old?
Yeah, the guy that we can't figure out
the
his
guy
birthday.
Funny, I graduated the same year of high school he did.
The guy that we can't pin down the birthday of? It'd be a great story.
He goes on his Zoom meeting. Everyone's like, what's your birthday? And he goes, what's a birthday? It's going to be real tough. It's going to be real tough then.
You know what it is? It's that – I forget the name of the movie. Rapschneider's in it. Like, the guy hands the
bench
paper.
Warmers, baby.
I am 12.
Green crayon. Let's go.
Trade alert. Bills, come on.
Maybe.
It'd be so fun, actually.
New England.
The opposite kind of reaction.
Who could I possibly want here that the Patriots are about to swoop in and take?
Torrey Horton.
They can't take another wide receiver.
They might not. They
you
could.
Say that.
And Josh Farmer.
You say he that and the still NFL on the board. Has said, yeah. Try me.
That's right.
Every one of you.
I am 12. I can't believe, like, we went to four different spots looking up this guy's age. We got four different birthdays.
The fifth round is about to kick off, and Shedeur Sanders still on the board.
And that is going to be something that, I mean, obviously we'll see what happens ultimately for him, but.
I will say, we have had the ESPN coverage on all morning here.
Thank goodness we haven't had the sound on.
Well, we don't have the audio up. I have not, though, seen them go to Shedeur highlights all that often. And so I wonder how much, let us know, 803-0550, or all three of us are on Twitter, but I wonder how much they're actually talking about Shedeur. We are getting to a point where it is far more likely he is going undrafted than he's getting drafted.
Yeah, by all means, tweet at me. Let me know at DerekKramer49 what's going on with how much are they talking about him.
We already know Mel Kiper yesterday kind of acknowledged the fact that he kind of overdid it on night one. So maybe by this point they're like, actually, guys, maybe we are actually part of the problem. Let's tone it down.
Yeah, it does become that sort of thing where –
Minnesota could be an interesting location for Shedeur too, because obviously they drafted J.J. McCarthy last year. They were linked to Aaron Rodgers, and if you're willing to potentially sign an Aaron Rodgers, you should be willing to draft a guy like Shedeur Sanders.
That's the franchise that I would not want to pick a player like him. With the circus that does go around, that is not Shedeur's fault. I want stability. And
I mean, it's fifth round.
It's a fifth round, but I'm getting a media circus with my fifth round pick.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that's super overblown. You're going to have a media circus for the next 3 days. And then what? What are they going to?
The minute McCarthy slips.
Yeah, the media. But they have arguably the best quarterback whisperer head coach in the NFL.
Yes, but I also think that organizationally you want to take your first round pick and say, this is our guy. You already moved on from Sam Darnold, who magically got you one win from the number one seed in the NFC.
But they were actively looking for insurance.
Yes.
So that'd be the middle point.
That would be a weird one, though.
And again, though, if you're willing to go for the media circus, that's
Rodgers.
You know who doesn't go on a weekly show on ESPN every week? Shedeur Sanders.
I think that's probably right to bring up Minnesota. They are already
looking
for some
insurance.
But also,
there's a reason Aaron Rodgers is
gone. And they didn't care for Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is still out there. There's a reason for that now.
Well, I think it also is partially for Minnesota.
It's because he hasn't decided where he wants to go.
No.
There are teams that want him.
Well, there are teams that don't care anymore. Minnesota was one of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true.
I bet you if
he said he wanted to go to Minnesota today, I bet you they would take him.
Because it's been interesting. Minnesota has yet to really...
They haven't said no.
Yeah, they haven't been like, oh yeah, JJ's our guy. He's healthy, he's ready to go. They have been very mum on it, so I do wonder if maybe they're like, yeah, we'll take Shedeur. He's a high-end backup, and we've got a ton of weapons with a great coach who knows how to coach offense and got a 4,000-yard season out of Sam Darnold. I mean, we'll see what he's like in Seattle now. I don't know. I think it's more likely he doesn't get drafted.
137.
Increasingly,
Joshua Farmer.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought Farmer's drop was going to eventually stop here, and I like this move from the Patriots.
Stop doing smart things, New England.
Nah, Bill's not drafting anymore. You're going to get there. You get the quarterback right. A lot of other decisions just look a lot better.
I know. Hey, at least we'll be able to hate the Patriots for, like, good reasons now.
Yeah.
Hour three coming to a close here. Heading into hour four from 2 to 3, we will continue our coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft Day 3 here on WGR.